101 KZE. Brian here with you on Dawn Patrol, our Saturday morning program where we play our most open, airy, and expansive tunes to help you greet the morning. Thanks so much for being with me in these early hours. I've got a great new batch of tracks this week that I'm really excited to share. But before I get into it, I want to shout out our sponsors for Dawn Patrol. Jenkinstown Motors Auto Repair and Maintenance, just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on a dollar saver at WKZE.com. Kenko Outfitters Outdoor Clothing, Footwear, and Play Gear on Route 28 in Kingston. KenkoOutfitters.com. And Berkshire Mountain Distillers in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tasting room open daily 11 to 5, BerkshireMountainDistillers.com. I want to start things off with an experimental composer and harpist. I've been really digging her music lately, especially, but I always have. She's kind of part of that New York downtown scene. I discovered her as one of the collaborators with John Zorn and that whole world. But without further ado, here is Zena Parkins with Coda, right here on 98.1 KZE, Dawn Patrol. 101 KZE Brian here with you on Dawn Patrol. We just heard Hyacinth Girl from Benoit Billard. And this is from his 2024 record Sunder. As a collaboration with the artist Off the Sky. And it was their first full length that they did together. And it's built on tape-tinged guitar loops and voice recordings, field recordings, all kinds of stuff in there. Very cool stuff. Before that, this is a project I like a lot, Secret Pyramid. And such a cool name for your project. We heard Valerian, and this is off 2023's A Vanishing Touch on Bada Bang. This is a project of Amir Abbey. He's a Vancouver-based drone and ambient artist. At the top, as mentioned, Zena Parkins with Coda. It's the closing track off her 2017 record, Three Harps, Tuning Forks, and Electronics, which was originally composed for choreographer Neil Greenberg. More expansive tunes up ahead. 98.1 KZE, Dawn Patrol.
Hi, I'm Chris Weld, founder of Berkshire Mountain Distillers. Come visit our store and tasting room. Open every day from 11 to 5 at 356 South Main Street here in Sheffield, Mass.
Looking for your new favorite local weekend spot? Come discover Garden at the Still at Berkshire Mountain Distillers. Serving juicy smash burgers, kielbasa sandwiches, fresh pizza, warm pretzels with beer cheese, handcrafted cocktails made with their locally distilled spirits, and three ice-cold beers on tap. Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 7, Sundays noon to 6 with live music every Saturday from Berkshire Busk. Great food, great drinks, and true Southern Berkshire hospitality. Only at Berkshire Mountain Distillers, Garden at the Still, on South Main Street in Sheffield, Mass. See the music schedule at berkshiremountaindistillers.com.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkinstown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkinstown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
Professor Louis Woodstock Rock and Review every Saturday evening between 5 and 7 p.m. Great stories, great songs, and best tunes from the greatest musicians, residents, visitors, and friends who are all part of the tapestry of the Woodstock musical experience. Step inside our neighborhood for a night of musical diversity. Professor Louis Woodstock Rock and Review every Saturday evening, 5 to 7 p.m. on 98.1 KZE.
KZE Brian here with you on Dawn Patrol. And that's a wild one we just heard. Orphe from John Zorn. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Maybe it should be Orphe. But it's the opening track off his record Mysterium from 2005. It's a chamber piece for flute, viola, harp, electronics. Got Ikue Mori is his frequent collaborator on there. Voices, strings, and Celeste, conducted by Brad Lubman, and it's part of Zorn's more classical leaning output. He was really into serial music like Arnold Schoenberg. 12-tone, very chromatic, kind of happened after Romanticism and Impressionism died off, but before like minimalism and Stephen Reich and Philip Glass and all that stuff. It's a really surreal style and very disorienting because there's no tonal center. But that's what makes it so kind of dreamlike and I guess, yeah, surreal is the best word I can think of. Before that, Popol Vuh, Krautrock legends, and we heard the track Ich mach einen Spiegel, Dream Part 49, and this is from his first record. It's mainly one guy, Florian Frick, Affenstunde from 1970, and what I love about this, it's very experimental. I think it's kind of soft focus, so you can handle it. It's not too abrasive, But it's just a dude sitting there with a Moog synthesizer. This thing was brand new at the time, 1970. And he's just playing with sound. It's sound sculpture. He's just shaping things, forming things, being fascinated by the sounds that are coming out. And I just love that. Brian, 98.1 KZE, Dawn Patrol.
Saugerties Chamber of Commerce celebrates the dog days of summer and invites you to come check out Barkin' Around Saugerties. 35 artist-painted dogs on display on the sidewalks of Saugerties all month long to honor and support the town of Saugerties Animal Shelter. While you're in Saugerties, stop in and check out these local businesses and tell them you heard them on KZE. Let's hear from Conchi at Buzzing Bee Market.
Hi, this is Conchi from Buzzing Bee Market. For the Saugerties Dog Days of Summer, we offering free treats for dogs and a dollar donation for the animal shelter for every cup of ice cream sold in the month of August and a collection box for the animal shelter.
Buzzing Bee Market at 1447 Route 212 in Saugerties. So come on out during the Dog Days of Summer. More information at discoversaugerties.com.
Since the beginning of human history, from ancient civilizations to modern cultures, people from around the world have shared the love of personal adornment. Mankind has always been fascinated and awed by nature's gifts, from sparkling colored gemstones to lustrous pearls, from brilliant diamonds to magical formations of amber. Hi, my name is Bruce Lubman, owner of Hummingbird Jewelers in Rhinebeck. When my wife Peggy and I started making jewelry, we were inspired by this mysterious attraction to adornment. In 1978, we opened our gallery in Rhinebeck, dedicated to representing the most unique, imaginative, and finest quality jewelry made by American craftsmen and artists from around the world. Our vision is to continually expand and enrich our collection, always seeking new artists, original designs, superior craftsmanship, and timeless beauty. Come experience Hummingbird Jewelers. Let our staff assist you in finding the piece that stirs your soul, fires your passion, and inspires you to adorn the most special people in your life.
Hummingbird Jewelers, 23A East Market Street, Rhinebeck, where jewelry is fine art.
When you're looking for the best natural food grocer in the Hudson Valley, visit Mother Earth's Storehouse. You'll find the best selection of 100% certified organic produce, bulk items including nuts, berries, grains, beans, pasta, coffees, teas, and spices, and everything you need to look and feel great naturally, from organic body care products to vitamins and supplements. For a healthy and delicious lunch or dinner, visit Mother Earth's Cafe and Deli, where you'll find everything from freshly prepared salads, wraps, soups, and entrees to refreshing smoothies. And don't leave without one of their famous desserts, with a selection of vegan, gluten, allergen, and dairy-free choices. Visit them online for healthy living articles, store flyers, recipes, and a calendar of in-store events. Mother Earth's Storehouse. Healthy living made simple, delicious, and affordable.
Mother Earth's Storehouse at Kings Mall in Kingston. MotherEarthStorehouse.com.
Hi, this is Connie Harkin from Ulster Savings Bank. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.